Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
The Violet Hour presents
Red Riding Hoods, Episode 2, A Lonely Place to Die.
Rise and shine, sweetheart.
I'm awake. What is wrong?
They found her.
Found who?
Chrissy. Remember? The girl you got killed back in Alameda? It's all over the news.
I didn't get her killed. It was...
Oh, good. Elisa's up.
You two figuring out our next step?
Aren't we waiting to hear from Mother?
You always wait for someone to tell you what to do?
I just meant that she's the one who guided us up to this point, so...
We haven't heard from her since you got Chrissy killed. So either she's as upset as the rest of us.
I'm not mad.
I ain't pressed about it.
Or she wants us to figure it out ourselves.
Okay. Well, we don't have to figure it out now, so let's just...
There's another podunk town in Texas called Driftwood, about 200 miles up the 385. There's been a rash of disappearances in the area. All young women, all last seen on the old highway there. I say we head up and investigate.
Mother didn't tell you about those disappearances?
She didn't have to. I looked up unsolved crimes near us. It's called initiative. I know that's a strange concept for you, but...
If we go up to Driftwood, it's many hours stuck in the van together, so let's try and get along, okay?
That is a hell of a trip into the middle of nowhere for potentially just a bunch of runaways.
You know what? Maybe Rosie is right. If Mother wanted us to go somewhere else, I'm sure she would have told us by now.
Indeed. So let's head out, ladies. If we leave now, we can be there before sundown.
Aye, aye, Captain.
What was that?
Nothing.
Stop that.
Fine. And put on some music, please.
Radio ain't nothing but shit kicker trash, or we could do some gospel hymns.
Surprise, surprise.
I got some songs on my phone if we want...
Why do you still have your phone?
Chill, it's just a phone.
It's super easy to track you as long as you have that with you. Like, mad easy. You don't even need to be using it for...
Okay, my bad.
Sorry, Elisa, but comes with the territory.
We all had to get rid of ours, too.
I'm not getting rid of it. It's the only way Kate has to reach me. I'll turn it off, though, okay? No one can track me if it's off, right?
You should really remove the battery, too, but you in that Apple coat, so just power it all the way down.
If I see you turn it on again, I'm smashing it myself.
Check it out, y'all. Looks like we're in Driftwood.
Gross. Can you imagine growing up in the middle of nowhere like this? My apologies if you grew up in the middle of nowhere.
See those signs? Route 66 used to pass through here. Then once the new interstate went up, there was no reason for people to come through here anymore.
Place is a ghost town.
Except for that huge ass. Is that an office park?
That's a church.
Kingdom's Revival Bible Church, Driftwood Campus. Why does that church sound so familiar?
Folks can't afford a home that ain't mobile. Damn, the church is gonna get that tithe and offering.
If you lived in a town like this where it feels like the whole world's forgotten about you, I bet you'd pay anything to feel like you were still part of a plan. You know, like someone's watching over you.
Mother's abandoned us. Deal with it.
Seriously, I wasn't even talking about her.
We can figure this out for ourselves.
Come on, Lise.
Hey, you've reached Elisa. I can't take your call right now.
Fuck! Sign says no soliciting, dude.
Good afternoon. I'm Special Agent Gallo with the FBI.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me?
Let me see that badge.
I assure you it's authentic.
You on their JV team?
I beg your pardon?
How old are you, dude?
This is serious business, miss.
You look like a college guy. It's weirding me out. Stop with the formalities.
I'm looking for Elisa Shepherd.
Is she in trouble?
I'm afraid she may be. I'm trying to help her.
Right. What kind of trouble is she in?
Have you heard from her at all lately?
No. And I'm worried sick about her.
When's the last time you spoke with her?
I don't get it. Has she broken the law?
I'm trying to help her, Kate.
How'd you know my name?
That was a mistake. Let me start over.
No, you've said enough. Look, if you're really trying to protect my sister from those other girls...
So she's still with them? Here's my card. If you hear from her, please have her call me. Or you can call me. Either way.
Okay. Bye. Jesus, Lise, what did you get yourself into?
Ugh, this coffee smells like ass.
Yeah. Let's just pay for the gas and—
How can I help you girls?
I know he did not just call us girls.
Just let it go.
We're filling up. And looking for some information if you got it.
Well, you girls ain't cops. And ain't no newspaper gonna send four reporters, neither.
It's for a school project.
Oh. Well, in that case, you get my student discount.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Now you got your credit card out ready to pay for the gasoline. How you plan on paying for the information?
I'm sure we can figure something out. What can you tell us about the disappearances happening around here?
Well, if you ask anyone, they'll tell you it's the Driftwood Demon. You have, of course, read everything you could about him. You being students and all.
Obviously. You know anything the news sites may have left out?
Well, I know he was a loner by the name of Jacob Glenn. He owned the junkyard outside of town. And when he prowled the old highway, he wore a welder's mask. He'd use a tow chain and a hook to catch his victims. Then he'd take them back to the junkyard and stick them in the car crusher. Eventually, a hitchhiker he caught managed to escape, called the police.
Whoa, for real?
It took a whole damn SWAT team to take old Jacob down. Afterward, police found all kinds of bodies buried out there. All of them crushed and flattened.
But the disappearances have continued.
Well, yeah. But the demon's dead, right? Any folks go missing around here, they're probably just looking for a better life.
Then why are girls the only ones going missing?
Hell, you're the college girls, you tell me. The junkyard's still there, right up the old highway a bit. Careful if you go visit, though. Cops patrol the area.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Now, about that payment.
Yeah, we'll be happy to include you as a source in our...
I don't need to be no source.
Money, then?
I don't need no money, neither. Any of you on OnlyFans?
Ew! What the fuck is wrong with you?
Give me one of them panties you're wearing.
In your dreams, perv. Can you believe that fucking guy?
You never answered his question, Rosie. Are you on OnlyFans or what?
You couldn't afford my subscription, sweetheart. I say we hit up that junkyard.
Our incel friend back there just said the cops patrol it. We ought to wait until dark. Sun's almost set anyways, we just need...
Wait, what makes you so sure we need to look at the junkyard?
Were you not paying attention in there?
None of you got the impression that the attendant might have something to do with the disappearances?
We're looking for the Driftwood demon.
Well, what if it's another Roy Burns? What if the attendant is trying to carry on the demon's legacy?
You think you and Chrissy were the only ones worthy to face an actual resurrected killer?
I didn't say anything about being worthy or not.
It's almost sundown. Once night falls, I'm going to check out the junkyard. Any of you want to come with? Be my guest.
We got a little time to kill. Looks like there's a motel down the street.
Whose car door are we going to use this time? Pretty sure mine's maxed out.
Hey, look at all those cars pulling into Kingdom's Revival Bible Church. What if we just park there and lay low for a bit?
Why not? Maybe their bathrooms are open to the public.
They gotta be cleaner than this gas station.
Maybe less spy cam set up in them, too.
In the church? Girl, they probably have more.
I'm setting an alarm just in case we doze off.
Okay, I am gonna stretch my legs a bit.
Don't wander off too far. That gas station attendant's still on the prowl. You know he's looking for some panties.
Damn it. I'm sorry, Kate.
Hey, Lise. It's me again. Still waiting to hear back from you. Wondering if you're lying in a ditch somewhere. I just hope you're okay. I know you have your reasons for leaving me out of this.
I knew it.
I was just checking my voicemail.
I told you I was gonna smash that thing if I caught you using it.
She's right, Elisa. If someone's trying to find you, all they have to do is...
The only person in this fucking world who would try to find me has no idea where I am or what's happened to me. I'm sorry if I'm not like you all and I can't just close off my family so I can do whatever it is we're doing out here. Just
relax, it's been a long day. Let's all-
Leave me alone!
Should we-
Forget her.
And we can't just let her-
She knows her way back.
Welcome to Kingdom's Revival Bible Church. Have you prayed with us before?
No. I...
Well, I can tell you're looking for something.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you.
Oh, if only.
Fill out a new visitor form. See for yourself how many answers Reverend Ambrose can help you find in Christ's loving embrace.
Wait, this is Reverend Ambrose's church?
We're not blessed enough to be his main campus, but he's arrived tonight for some special... Have a seat. Service is about to begin.
Welcome, brothers and sisters.
It
It's him. It's really him.
We meet again, Reverend.
Hey. It's so good to be back with you all here in Driftwood. It has been too long. But you know, our mission is a global one, and I have been working to bring the light of the gospel into the darkest corners of this world. I have found allies in this mission. One of these allies is here with me today. Please welcome our sister, Dahlia Cruz.
Gracias. Todos.
Take the microphone, Dahlia.
They are here for you, Reverend, not me.
Oh, she's happy to be here, everyone.
Oh, shit.
Dahlia and I have been working together on something that will literally change this world. I can't wait to reveal it.
Where did they go?
There you are.
Hey, where's the van?
Rosie wanted to go check the old junkyard.
The sun literally just set. Why didn't she wait for me?
You've noticed by now she's got that Irish temper. Don't worry, Jackie went with her. I told them I'd hang back with you. I think this church has a coffee shop inside. Want to grab a holy cup of Joe and...
That same lady I saw outside the slaughterhouse back in Alameda is here.
She goes to this church?
No, she's like up on stage, like a special guest or something.
You think she followed us?
She wasn't alone in Alameda. A guy with her said something about a ceremony.
Oh, shit. If she had something to do with El Verdugo's resurrection...
We have to get Rosie and Jackie.
We all ditched our phones, remember?
Shit! What do we do?
It's all good, though. We know where they are. Get us a rideshare and let's...
I'm not ordering a rideshare.
You've already been on your phone. That secrecy ship has sailed.
There probably aren't even any cars around. Oh, there's like 5 drivers hovering around here.
Told ya.
I can't believe we're doing this.
I like a story that will take me to extremes, and nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
So the old junkyard, huh?
Yep.
You know that's private property, right?
Well, it's for a school project, so...
I see. Well, as long as you don't get caught. You know, and they say the demon's still at work out there on this old highway.
So we've heard.
Girls like you ought to be careful.
Oh, we'll be fine.
I should stick around out there with you.
Oh, no. Thanks, but...
I wouldn't feel right leaving you two out there alone.
We appreciate it, really, but...
You should have a man around to protect you.
Please just shut the fuck up, am I right?
What the hell?
Everything okay?
My app stopped working. How am I not getting a signal out here?
Oh, I'm not getting a signal either. Maybe it's... Oh! What the hell was that?
Feels like a blowout. Hold on, girls! Ah, son of a bitch! Look at my tires!
All four of them? Jeez, man, what did you hit? Spike strips? For real?
You girls, calm down. I'll get AAA out here to... Well, I'll be. Looks like we're in luck.
Is that a tow truck?
He must not see us.
I think he sees us just fine. Then why isn't he slowing down?
Hey, slow down! Hey!
Get off the road!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Hey, calm down. We gotta get back to town.
It's really him! It's the Driftwood Demon!
So much for having a man around to protect us. Dude, you're just gonna leave us?
Oh my God!
Get in the desert! This way? No. I can see him. He's wearing a welder's mask. It's got bullet holes all over it. Like the Driftwood Demons? Oh shit! I think he saw me. Do you have a weapon? It's in the van! Is that? It's a tow chain.
You.
didn't have our weapons and all you needed was one rock?
You two okay?
Just dandy. How'd you know we needed the assist?
The junkyard was a dead end. Now I see why.
Ew! It's that pervy gas station attendant!
Well, I'll be damned. Lisa was right. He was the one we should have been tracking all along.
He set a trap on the road for us. Our cell phone signals cut out, and then we had spike strips.
Probably got a cell phone jammer set somewhere around here. Once he saw a girl traveling by herself, he'd probably send her down this old deserted road right into this trap.
And then he'd show up in his tow truck, and they wouldn't realize he wasn't there to help until it was too late.
Everyone stand back! Any last words, dirtbag?
Wait! Please!
No, don't kill him. Let him rot in jail for the rest of his pathetic existence. He can live to see his legacy vanish.
Fine.
Okay, so what do we do with him?
Well, he does have all this chain he loves so much. Let's tie him up and leave him for the cops to find.
Oh yeah, they'll probably be out this way once that rideshare driver makes it back to town.
Bruh, you took a rideshare out here?
Sorry, Elisa. He's probably gonna shit all over your passenger rating.
Yeah, well, we get to rate him too. And leaving your passengers to fend for themselves against a serial killer sounds like a one-star offense in my book.
You sure that's all you wanted from inside?
Yeah, thanks. I'll pay you back once.
Please, it was nothing.
Listen, I'm sorry about what happened earlier. I was just mad about the phone thing and I shouldn't have split us up. It won't happen again.
We're good.
We ready?
And speaking of the phone, I figured you could all witness this.
Hey, that's powered down, right?
Yes, and just in case...
Woo! Yay, you're like officially one of us now!
You know, stomping on it is cute and all, real nice and symbolic, but go ahead and get that SIM card out and break it too, just to be sure. Tonight showed us that we need some way to keep in touch, so... I bought us a few of these prepaid phones.
Nice! I was thinking walkie-talkies, but this is way better.
Thanks, Jackie. I really appreciate it. There's a voicemail.
How? Nah, can't be. I literally just set up the data plan.
You are on the right path.
It's from Mother.
Gotta be.
She never left us.
You said we can use these to keep in touch with,
Yeah, go ahead. Go call your sister.
Thank you.
Come in.
Special Agent Gallo. It looks like Kate Shepard's receiving a call from a burner phone.
That was sooner than I expected. Run the trace.
Yes, sir.
Let's see what you have to say now, Elisa.
When I get out of these, I swear to you, I'm gonna crush every one of you bitches. One inch at a fucking time.
It is okay.
Or how did you...
You may scream if you wish. There is no one listening.
The hell are you talking about? What the... No. That's impossible. You're not real. You're dead. The cops shot you up.
No! Return to your lair, Jacob. I will send the girls to you soon enough.
To Red Riding Hoods, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed by Sarah Joy Brown, written by David Quiros Jr., music supervision, music composition, and Foley artistry by Michael Paris, sound design, mixed, and mastered by Jean-Marc Brissot, edited by Sarah Joy Brown and Michael Paris, executive producer Cassie Josepho, creative producer Maria Corso. Haley Poulos is the voice of Elisa. Michaela Bartholomew is Jackie. Sam Dumeet is Rosie. Gina Kim is Kayla. Isha Blacker is Anton. Miranda Saline is Dahlia. Ian Dick is Reverend Ambrose. With Carolyn Hennessy. Additional voices by David DeLuise, Eric Martzoff, Joshua Baton, Brad Hawkins, Kelly Pruner, Alice Pollock, Connor McGiffin, Daniel May, and Jennifer Sun Bell.
Stranger, I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.